Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Gabriel, how you doing?
Hey.
Cannot complain. It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, it looks like you're just started, huh, this year?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. How's business been for you thus far?
Not bad. Like I was telling you, it was more of a side business, and now I'm deciding to actually kind of go in and turn into an actual business. So, been doing the little removals for a little while, but now it's officially a business. So,
okay, gotcha.
Just trying to grow on that.
Well, junk removal is a great industry right now, right? I got a lot of guys on Google that are doing very, very well with junk removal, right? And you know, obviously, you know, getting on, you know, the first page of Google definitely helps, but, you know, the industry you're in too obviously helps as well. I like that you're veteran owned. So that's good. So are we mainly focusing on junk removal and like you probably do like building materials removal, stuff like that, correct? Waste management,
and
maybe
hauling.
A little. Okay.
Yeah.
Hauling. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so there's a couple great ways that I can help your business grow, okay? And the good news is, like, I'm the one-stop shop for you. And your website, it's the name of your, how do I say the first word of that?
Prieto? Yeah.
Prieto? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Prieto-enterprises.com, that's your website, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Let's see. And then Gabriel, I'm just checking something here. Now, did you set up, like, obviously you have an LLC. Did you ever get, like, liability insurance for the business?
Uh-huh.
You did. Okay. Gotcha. How much liability insurance did you get for the business? You remember?
I want to say around a mil, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You were just checking on the liability insurance. Were you able to see?
Trying to pull it up. I'm at work right now, so I don't have some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's no problem, but you think it's around a million, yeah?
I believe so.
Okay. Is it more than a quarter million?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, then you're good. Okay. You have the liability insurance, which helps, okay? I'm going to go into that in a second. So the first phase, Gabriel, we help you is making sure that you're ranking on Google. So anytime somebody pulls up, like, junk removal-related keywords, hauling, right, debris, all those keywords, we want to make sure that you're showing up in your area. And obviously it will have a bleed out of like a 25 mile radius as well. Okay. We can increase that radius, by other techniques, but that package right there will have about a 25 mile radius. Now let's say somebody sees you on the first page of Google, but they don't call you. Okay. Happens all the time, right? So what we try to do is get back in front of that person to motivate them to want to call you. Well, how do we do that? Well, what we'll do is we'll actually run an ad right? It's called a retargeting ad, Gabriel. Every time that that person logs onto their personal Facebook page, right, we're going to show an ad coming from your business, Prieto Enterprises, right, so that they see it, right, and want to call you directly from Facebook as well. Okay? Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can send me some of this? Because I'm at work and I kind of got to go. I'm in construction, so I got to go back out on the site. And
So you're still working your day job right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. I get it. And that's fine. I understand, too. Let's do this. Let's schedule an appointment so we can really kind of go over this so we're not rushing either. So you can kind of understand exactly what I can do for you. And then I'll definitely kind of show you some stuff, right? I'll send you, hey, check this out. You know, here's what, you know, we should do here, right? And so you kind of like talk some things through, see if this is going to make sense. Because we are trying to get a junk removal company in the area because somebody fell off the first page. That's why you got a call today too. So that being said, what's kind of like your work schedule? Like when do you typically, are you on work?
Usually after about 4:30.
Oh, is when you get done?
Yeah.
What time do you start work in the morning?
About 4:30.
In the morning, a.m.? Wow, you work 4:30 to 4:30 every day? Whew. Okay.
It's pretty close, too. I'm up and getting ready some.
I hear you. Well, maybe what we could do is schedule a call after 4:30 sometime so that we can, you know, talk. I'm here in California, so you know, I'm kind of like the same time zone as you. I mean, I could probably swing you today at 4:30, or would you want to do like tomorrow at 4:30? What works best for you?
I think 4:30 today might work.
Okay.
Checking. Yeah, I think it should.
Yeah, no worries.
Right.
Yeah, no problem. So, putting you in my calendar right now, Gabriel, before things get chaotic with me, call with Matt and Gabriel. Here we go. Okay. So I'm going to call you at 4:30, okay? And then we can go ahead and talk and go through it and everything, okay? And then I'll go and, like, break down everything to you at that time, okay?
All right. And then so you work for Google or you are with Google? Like,
yeah. So Google's never going to call you directly, right, and say, hey, we're going to get you on the first page of Google, right? That's not what Google does, right? But we are actually Google's biggest premier partner out there. So what we do is we fill first page placement. So anytime somebody falls off the first page, Gabriel, Google lets their premier partners know, hey, this position became available. So that's why you got a call today. Right, because we are trying to get a junk removal person because a position just opened up on the first page right now. So that's what we're giving you a call on, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, we just started calling junk removal guys right now in your area to get this filled. So it can be perfect more timing, especially that you want to grow this and make this a full-time thing. So.
Uh-huh. All right. And you had a question. What was your name again?
My name's Matt.
Just so I remember, so I can write down my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
4:30.
Yeah. So I'll call you at 4:30. Okay. And then we can pick this conversation up, really, you know, go in the nitty gritty. I can go over, because there's three ways I help your business. Obviously getting you on the first page of Google. We run those retargeting ads on Facebook. And then I have a pay-per-lead program that's the best leads money can buy out there, right? It does take time to get you pre-approved for that. Like, in other words, like Google and us have to do an extensive background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, make sure you do have the liability insurance because you get vetted on that program. The reason why is you show up at the very tippy top of Google, like the first search result. And what's cool about those leads, Gabriel, right, is you get to take those phone calls and you get to ask a lot of questions. You get to have a conversation with that person before you ever pay for that lead. So if you don't like the lead, good news with that lead is you don't pay for it, right? So during that course of that conversation, you're like, no, I don't want that lead. You can simply reject it and you don't have to pay for it, right? And it is an exclusive lead, right, which is great about this platform. Again, it takes 2 months to get the paper leave level to be kicked in. A lot of guys wait to start getting that going, or some guys want to do it right away because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it really comes down to, you know, like your goals and like what you want to work towards. But the good news is those paper leads are really good for filler when you do need those extra leads, right? Because my basic package will get you a good ROI on a month-to-month basis, right? But it's only going to get you so much work, right? Because obviously, you know, and I know you get what you spend, right? So when you want to take your business to that next level, right, those paper leads really add a lot of like fuel to the fire. But like I said, we'll go through that in more detail at 4:30. I'll break all this down to you more nitty gritty and kind of go over all the pricing with you and see if we can make this make sense. Okay.
And what was you guys telling me? Cause I was looking up one of these before, I think it was last week. It was like Sales Genie. They do like a lead to even like the Angie leads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sales Genie is like I have that one. That's also a, yeah. My company is called Local Splash, and in fact, I'm going to send you a video of one of my clients that just did a video for me and my team, right? Amy, in fact, in our back office interviewed him. His name is Lewis, but he owns a company called Lewis Pest Control, right? And he did a really good video on this package that I'm talking to you about because he utilized the package, and then eventually he got the paper leads going. And one of his biggest regrets is that he didn't do the paper leads sooner, right? And our business has taken him from one van to 12 vans now. He has 12 vans out on the streets because of our business, right? And yes, it's having, you know, the effective marketing. And what I'll go through with you during our call, right, is the little things, right? Getting the 5-star reviews, having a photo of you, right? These little things really, like, make the difference when it comes to your success, right? And so I like to focus on some of those details because, you know, those inches do add up to miles, right? So it's something we can definitely talk about. But I'm going to send you this video. Definitely watch it when you get a chance. And then I'll talk to you at 4:30, Gabriel, and we'll pick it up from there, okay?
Yep, appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Talk to you then, sir. All right, bye-bye.